Welcome to Convos with QVic, a podcast where queer community leaders at the University of Victoria talk about their queer identities, coming out, resources for queer residents, and all things LGBTQ+ related. My name is Seal Joe, and I'll be your host, along with our special guests, CLs Quinton, Sev, Sarah, and Narissa. Today's our third episode. I'm joined by CLs Quinton and Sev to talk about coming out.
So for this episode, we'll be talking about coming out, our experiences, tips for coming out, all the jazz. So Quinton, can you tell us, when did you first realize you were queer and then like the whole coming out process? Just tell me the whole story.
I think I started figuring it out in grade 6 or 7, actually, back in I didn't have middle school, so elementary school, grade 6 and 7.
It's okay, me neither.
And I don't know, all my life, I had never had many, like, guy friends. I never fit in with them. I wasn't into monster trucks. I would rather play with, like, the Barbie dolls, the My Little Ponies, and just things that weren't really expressively masculine. And so I guess that always put me in another area from them. But all of my friends growing up were the most supportive people I have ever known in my life. And growing up in a small town, that was incredibly needed. I think it was about grade 10 I started coming out to my friends. It was something I was still not comfortable with myself. And so telling my friends was sort of a way for me to, like, step out there. It's like, I can't hide this anymore. If I can come out to my friends and if they accept me, then I know I can start feeling that way about myself, and I know I have that support to go to when I need it.
For sure. And how did you realize you were attracted to men?
If anyone remembers those Old Spice commercials where the guy would be like, oh, look at me, now look at your partner, now look at me, I'm back on a horse. But he would be doing it in like a shirt, without a shirt on, just a towel, and I would be there being like, why is a shirtless man attractive to me? Why? And then other commercials where they would use, like, models or, like, pretty women. And I was like, they're beautiful, but there's nothing there for me. So, yeah, that was sort of when I was first realizing I was not into women.
Totally. And how about coming out to your parents? Do they know?
They do now. That one actually took the longest. It was when I was with my first partner and only partner, unfortunately. But we had decided to move in together over the summer because I was still a student and I needed somewhere to go over the summer. And I really didn't want my parents just thinking I was moving in with some random dude. So it was a phone call because unfortunately my parents do not live here on the island. And I called my mom up one night and I was sort of like, hey mom, you know that thing you've known about me for years or you've thought about me for years? Yeah, you're right. And she just knew and was like, the second, this is her words, the second we dress you up in a pink boa and a pink dress to sing in front of the ladies fishing derbies and you sung, oh, Lord, can you buy me a Mercedes Benz? And you just twirled around. She was like, that was when we knew and we've loved you since that day. And so it was really reassuring. I knew my parents were going to be okay with it, but it was just a scary stepping stone, I guess, to be able to tell them.
We're wholesome. Yeah, I totally get that. I came out to my mom when I was 15 and it was the middle of the night and I woke her up and I was like, mom, I think I'm bi. And she was like, yeah, I know, but I have work in the morning. So can we talk about this later? And I was like, okay, this is a big moment for me. And she's like, no, I know. Like, this is not a big moment. Like, let me go to bed. And I was like, okay.
So Mama Jo. Back to my room. Did you end up having that conversation in the morning?
Yeah, she was just like, yeah, I know. Like, I can tell by the way that I talked about this girl who ended up being my first girlfriend 2 years later. Oh. Very messy relationship. Don't need to talk about it.
That'll be next week.
But she was definitely my, like, queer awakening, kind of. And so I think my mom could tell the way I talked about her was different than the way I talked about my other friends. And so I came out to my friends. I was actually outed coming out to my friends when I was 16, grade 12. I was at a slumber party, and this one person that I didn't know very well came up and announced, Joe, you're gay, aren't you? And I was like, because I was still kind of like not really ready. And I was like, kind of. And then they turned around and were like, Joe's gay. She's like part of like, because like they were queer as well. She's part of the club. And I'm just like, ah. So like, it was not super great, but like most of my friends were queer. So it was like fine, but.
That's good.
Yeah. And then my dad, not as great. His response when I told him, at this time I was dating my ex-girlfriend and we were going to see one of her shows because we were in theater. Yeah. Yeah, we did. We met in drama class.
Of course, where all the good days meet.
Of course. And I was. So they were directing the specific play and I was like, Dad, like the director we're about to see, because he knew her as my friend, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, she's my girlfriend. And he was like, yeah, she's your friend. And I was like, she's my girlfriend. And we like did that back and forth for a couple minutes.
Not that like, oh, your friend who's a girl. Right? No, my girlfriend.
And I was like, no, my girlfriend. Then when he finally realized, he said, don't tell anyone. And we've never talked about it again. It's kind of that side of my family is pretty homophobic. So I think he was just trying to protect me in a sense. And I haven't told that side of the family, except for my one cousin, Maeve. Shout out, Maeve. Queen's University.
We love supportive family.
So that was kind of sucky, but I am. Know a lot of people who got disowned by their parents, especially growing up Catholic and knowing a lot of queer people. So I consider myself very lucky to have my mom, who's like a super like fuck the patriarchy kind of lady, you know? Yeah. So do you have any tips for people who want to come out but just like don't know how to either their friends or their parents or anything?
I mean, it all depends on you. You can start as small as you want. Tell like your best friend. The queer community is so open as well. If you know somebody who is gay, sometimes that can be a great stepping stone to just say it out loud for the first few times. And when you're comfortable with people knowing, because it's your thing to tell, it's nobody else's, which absolutely sucks if somebody does that.
Of course, of course.
But yeah, just taking your time, you will know when the time is right. Or if you want to push those boundaries and help speed along that process, that is up to you and it's okay.
Exactly. And if you don't have supportive parents, you don't have to come out to them. You can live your own life, you know?
Exactly.
It's not a requirement. They might find out eventually, but you've got to do what's safe for you in those situations as well. Another tip I have is I know some people who've made PowerPoints coming out when they had... especially some Christian queer people I know made PowerPoints about how the Bible affirms queer people and showed it to their parents. And I've heard very effective things from that tip.
Good to know. Good to know. You heard it here first, folks.
Sev, what was your coming out story?
Okay.
And when did, sorry to interrupt. Yeah. And when did you like know that like you were queer beforehand?
Okay.
And then decide to come out?
Gotcha. So I definitely knew I was queer like coming out of high school, like around grade 12 time. And I was like, university is the experimentation time. That's where things are going to happen. So I didn't actually come out to my parents until like way after that. And that actual story is like very funny. And also like I'll have to give lots of context. So what basically happened is growing up, as you do in the mid-2000s, you get email, like as a small kid. And my email was always linked with my parents' email. Because just for like safety reasons as a kid, you gotta like link those up. And anyway, it was always like awkward at the end of high school being like, Dad, can I unlink my email with yours now? I never knew how to like start that discussion, so I didn't. And when I got to university, you go through all like the course union days and the club fairs, and there I am signing my email up for like Pride and like QVic and all these like queer friendly like spaces and clubs. And then my dad also receives those emails. And he's like, Sev, do you have anything to, like, talk to us about? You're signing up for like, Pride? I'm like, ha, 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 yeah, I was just signing up because that was, like, part of, like, the major email list, so it was amongst other clubs, and I made sure to emphasize that I didn't purposely sign up for that, but it was part of other clubs where my email got, lumped into. I waited until National Coming Out Day to, like, phone my parents because I didn't want to do it in, like, a confrontational way. And I said, hey, Mom, Dad, I just wanted to let you know I'm bi. And they were, like, very supportive about it.
Good.
My parents also had, like, lots of questions. And my dad was like, don't bombard her, like, in our phone call. But, yeah, it was a great process to, like, finally come out to them. And then my dad then says, so all those Pride emails, you know what you were doing, right? And I was like, yes, I do.
And how do you come out to friends?
What I do is I don't like to, like, announce it to people if I don't need to. Being bi isn't the only thing that's part of me. Like, I have other qualities that I like about myself. But if we're talking about, like, dating and things like that, if like, it comes up in discussion, I'll be like, yeah, I'm bi. I'm into girls and guys. Like, I do that type of, like, introduction. If they have any questions, I can always, like, respond easily. I'm pretty open once I, like, introduce that concept to them. But yeah.
Do you have tips for people who are in the closet to come out to either their parents or their friends?
I definitely thought a lot about, like, when to come out to, like, friends and family. I'd say don't rush it by any means. When you're ready, you're ready, and that's okay. I mean, when my parents were receiving all those, like, Pride emails initially, I was really not ready to come out to them. So I just kind of, like, left that topic there. And then I came back to it and actually formally, like, came out to them afterwards. But also, it doesn't have to be, like, a big, like, thing that you're anticipating. Like, it can be a kind of, like, subtle way of doing it, too.
So to continue off of Joe's previous comment about when they were outed by a group of queer friends, I was a straight, you can't see my air quotes right now, but straight ally at my local GSA, which I got voted president as the next year. Didn't tell me anything in high school, but one night we were having an event with our local sponsor. We had our meetings in the mental health section of our local hospital, which was kind of cool because we had all those resources. We had, like, our teacher support was a certified nurse and therapist, so she was always there for us. This one guy that I had a little bit of a crush on, I had flicked him in the head, and he got mad at me and tried to punch me back, and I ran into the closet. And, of course, he decided to make the classic coming out of the closet joke. And so as I opened it, I was like, no, what are you talking about? I'm straight. I don't know what you mean. And so he calls over our head person, and he's like, yo, Quentin says he's straight. She just looks at me and laughs at me.
Oh, my God.
And says, yeah, sure he is.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh,
that's kind of messed up.
Okay. And just kind of walked away, not knowing how to go about that. Yeah. So that was mine. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to our third episode of Convos with QVIC. Make sure you come back for our next episode, where we'll be talking about queer dating.